Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel.
Hopped up on candy, dude.
I know, getting ready
for tomorrow.
It's all that damn Laffy Taffy.
It is a lot of Laffy Taffy. A
lot of Laffy Taffy. You know, it's my nickname.
LT?
Laffy Taffy, LT, yeah. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy, it's a two-way tie between the lovely and talented Danny and the equally lovely and talented Melody, both of whom fought a barn swallow with something you did on the third date and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has, so give us a call. And off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Red.
Still like that barn stuff?
Yeah.
Barn phone.
Yeah, sorry, man. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock. All the Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,419. What a large and charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. And as we hit the Halloween season, Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes to the world of the worst in Halloween candy.
Cool. Candy you don't want in your bag.
That's right.
I'm trying to think. Now, look, I know the Tootsie Rolls are popular, but as a kid, I hated them. I still don't like them.
I don't like them at all.
So it was fine. It was a disappointment to me. However, my brother did like Tootsie Rolls, so there was some barter.
And at Halloween, sometimes you get the flavored ones, the smaller ones. Those are good.
I don't know.
Mike and I will stand up for the Tootsie Roll. Yeah.
The one I do not understand, because I do not know a single person that likes it. And even though 1,000 years has passed, inevitably, even my kids will come home, and there's a bit of honey.
A bit of honey.
I don't even know where you go to buy a bit of honey. Like, you have to go online. And guys, if you have a bit of honey and you plan on giving it out tomorrow, don't. The kids don't want it.
My thing is this. It's candy. You need to give candy to children. Yeah. That's trick or treat. A box of raisins is not candy.
Yogurt covered.
It doesn't have its place. What, just a plain old, you never got those sun-made little boxes of raisins?
I did. I'm just saying, if you throw in some Raisinettes, I'm game.
Okay, but Raisinettes, they are positioned as a candy. I don't like them because I don't like raisins, but I understand that they are a candy. But to Miles' point, like, hey, I did not come here for you to be health conscious. I came here for my teeth to rot and get a sugar rush, man.
Well,
or an apple. That's the other thing. Okay. The people that give out apples.
Well, and I was going to say, even families where the kids don't eat a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Halloween is one of those times where you go, all right, you can eat some candy.
All right. Well, taking some of those items from the list, I went next door to a store that has a lot of candy.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised what they didn't have. They don't have Nerds or any of those things, really.
We had Nerds here yesterday.
We did, for a minute.
Until our coworker took them all.
Yes.
I had a box.
You probably had 5 of the candies on your list sitting up there on the frickin' countertop.
Actually, Tootsie Rolls were up there.
Uh-huh.
There was a bunch of different stuff up there. But it's all gone now, and I've been craving chocolate all day.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the table.
I'll throw it up, yeah.
All the homemade brownies, cookies,
yeah.
All that stuff, all taken. Unbelievable. That was a sad.
Those were candies you wanted to eat, though. This list is more candy you don't want
to
eat.
You know, I talked to Steve Miggs, and he said that his wife went to church, and she and her friends baked all of these delicious brownies and cookies as Halloween treats for the kids and for coworkers.
All right.
And they were all brought in.
They're running here.
And now they're gone.
Jeez.
That big bag. You didn't grab a brownie? You didn't grab a...
No, I was working my way through the individual little fun-sized candy bars. I thought I would have time to enjoy some of the other treats that were here.
But then, lo and behold, Mike, you went and you just grabbed, what, random crap out of the 7-Eleven?
From our friend across the street over here.
Did you go to 7-Eleven?
Yes, I did. I didn't find near as many of the candies that were on Ted's list as I wanted to.
That's really painful to go to that 7-Eleven and then not find.
Well, there's a reason they're on the list.
Yeah.
People aren't buying them.
Correct. I will say, when I was back in Maryland in early October, right? Like, my sister's one of those people. She decorates for every holiday.
All right.
She has a dish of candy corn. So she goes, I got to keep filling it up. And I said, why? And she's like, Mom loves it. And I go, well, my mom.
How old's your mom?
She's 81. But then that night, my cousin Tom came over, and I look over, and I go, are you eating that? He's like, I love them.
He loves them.
They're edible earplugs.
Yeah, but I mean, people that like them love them.
I know. It's just weird.
Maybe you should put two in on the train on the way nobody to talk to. You know?
If you, in a pinch, if you need earplugs, like, use candy corns. That's basically what they are to me. You can just eat these.
I mean, I had a couple. It's like, you know.
They're wax. To me, they're wax.
Yeah, they're just kind of.
To me, it's like, you ever read those stories about people that are bad alcoholics and it gets to the point they're drinking mouthwash and stuff?
That they're the mouthwash of
candy. You love sugar. That's my cousin Tom, right? Like, sugar's his thing. Damn. So I'm just like, man, when you get to the candy corn part of the, like, you're a sugar addict.
The one I hate the most, though, as far as a company. And Mike, I know you can, you won't agree with this one, but. Brock's individually wrapped candies. I like
the
peppermint, the red and the white one. I know you like men. But that's probably my favorite one out of their entire.
I'll give you that one.
Collection.
But
of those,
they're not even that good. See, they're just not bad.
But they're mints. Yeah. I am okay with mints. I don't like mint in things.
Right.
Like I said, Tic Tacs are fine. Peppermints are fine. Peppermints I don't like mint.
What do you think? You think they're just sprinkled on the outside? The mint.
No.
It's in there.
I'm aware of that.
It's in there.
But it is a mint.
Yes.
I'm getting, you know, the Brock's peppermints, are a mint.
Have you ever put
the wintergreen one? The green one is awesome.
That is actually pretty good.
Have you ever put a mint leaf in your lip?
No.
It's pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We used to do that all the time. Just freshens your breath, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's wild mint everywhere in West Virginia, so you just pick it up and stick it in your mouth. Kind of like honeysuckle. You guys didn't exact. You guys didn't.
I've had honeysuckle, but sometimes you just tell a story where it's like that's a little bit country, man.
Well, it is. I mean, you know what you can
eat. A little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, mint and honeysuckle rose.
Hey, Mass, why don't you go get yourself a mint leaf?
I love honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle was great. There was one by my school, my grade school, and we would go out there. And
you just got to challenge the bees, man.
Yeah.
Definitely competition there. Head chef coming up for you at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy is 2-way tie. It's Danny and Melody at 11 to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. The last time that we did the poll, it was they announced Rush was coming to Climate Pledge.
Yeah.
Daily Mix Morning Show had tickets, and we started looking, and potentially, with the exception of maybe one band on the list, you could maybe see all these bands. And I'm at that stage of the game where if there's a band out there, and I'm pretty confident that they will never come around again. And keep in mind, these are obviously older bands.
Well, yeah,
because you know they're never coming around again. I'm going to go and see them one last time. I did it with The Who. I did it with Electric Light Orchestra. There's a band that's coming around, B-52s. It was supposedly their farewell tour.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, hello, Seattle.
We're done.
We love Capitol Hill. Yeah.
I do.
Anyway, but I go to those shows, and I plan on going to see Rush if I can get a ticket. I don't know how hard that's going to be or not.
It won't be hard. You just need the money.
That's basically what it is. And I would probably want to go to, I believe, the Friday night show, other than the Sunday or the Monday. I can't remember how they've got their staggered. They definitely have a day off in between the two shows. But I want to go see them.
Maybe you should take off a day.
Well, yeah, we could have a 3-day
to the Great White North?
Yeah.
Got to take off. All right. Well done, Ted.
Jesus.
Dynamite, you see it as a drop.
That day. Do you know the movie?
I had no idea it was right.
Was it Bob and Doug? Is
that it? It was Bob and Doug McKenzie.
It was.
Take off to the
Strange Brew, right?
Take off. It's a beauty way to go.
Yeah. What was the hockey movie? With, like, Paul Newman. It was kind of Canadian
Slapstick?
As well. Yeah, that had a lot of Canadians in it as well, didn't it?
Well, it's a hockey movie, yeah.
Yeah.
To the source, man.
So he said, you're going to see one band one last time. Bon Jovi, at that point in time, also announced that his vocal issues are done, and he's going to try to get back out there and continue his farewell tour.
You're going to go see Bon Jovi?
I would go see Bon Jovi.
I just don't like enough of his tunes to go. I don't hate Bon Jovi, but Bon Jovi to me is like the rock version of Taylor Swift. It is just audio styrofoam, right? Yeah. And I don't know if I could justify spending that much money to say,
I think Miles and I, two single dudes, we'll go to Bon Jovi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When the salmon are running,
maybe if I were
exactly
single,
right.
Hell yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, I live by myself, 55 years old. Damn straight, I'm going to Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He's got the upper end. I got the lower end.
I've already got my lines planned out. Leather pants. I knew you stills could do it.
Mm.
That's right.
How long did it take you to get those lines?
My line's just gonna be like, I like your jean shorts. Yeah.
I got pretty good odds on Aerosmith going back out, too. A little side bet on that one with some insider knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Hall & Oates was the other band. You're probably never going to see them again because...
They don't like each other.
No. John Oates tried to sell his half of the Daryl Hall and John Oates catalog. And for the most part, Daryl Hall said, look, man, I don't want to be sitting at home and one of our songs comes on for whatever commercial. He's still in that mindset. So he didn't want to sell that catalog away. Because
but the other guy
you lose
is
your
like,
rights to it.
I'm selling my half, and I don't care if it's on a commercial because I get that paycheck.
Exactly.
That comes with it.
Exactly.
Right?
But Daryl Hall, he was adamant about not doing that one way or another. He thought they should keep it. I don't know anything about that.
Hall & Oates could do it.
Twisted Sister. I mean, like I said, they use their song for maxi pads, bro. I mean, at some point, you're like, look, as soon as you sign a record contract, you cannot... buckle down and say, hey, we don't want to play the system. You just did when you signed it.
Look, man, you
might as well make money.
You're also 70 years old, and that might be your final windfall.
I'm with you. I'm on whoever wants to sell it.
And like, I'll be honest with you. Like, my kid, there's so many old songs that either I discovered in a commercial or some old movie or whatever, and I'll explain to him, well, hey, man, this is the band that did the song, and then good for this band. He goes down the Spotify wormhole. Like, you are now, not that Spotify pays well, but still, the point is, he goes out and finds your crap because now he likes your band, but he never would have heard it if it wasn't on a TV commercial or something.
Exactly. And you know, look, if you're Justin Bieber and you sell your whole damn catalog at 30 years old, obviously we know you got financial problems.
Mm-hmm.
Hall & Oates, they should not have any financial problems.
They don't, and they don't have long to spend that money.
So your choices were Bon Jovi, Rush, Aerosmith, Hall & Oates. What band would you like to see one last time if you could? Coming in at fourth place with 14% of the vote, That would be Hall & Oates.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The good news is you're never going to see him. In third place with like 14.7% of the vote, I give him 15 if you round up, that's Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi.
I thought he would do better. Or maybe it's just living on a prayer, wanted dead or alive, and we're done.
He'll do like Blaze of Glory. He'll do some solo stuff. I don't want to hear that.
That's the problem.
Maybe Runaway. I don't know how he's going to play for 2.5 hours.
He did a Runaway.
That's the one that gets me. How are you going to play for 2.5 hours?
What do you mean?
I just don't think he's got enough songs.
Yeah, he's been taking too much bad medicine.
Wow. We're going to do this all freaking day.
Jesus.
The guy, don't clap for that, Mike. Do not clap. But you got to remember, he has the catalog to pull it off.
You think so?
Yeah.
People like me, I'm not going to know every song, but if you're a Bon Jovi fan, you will know every song he plays.
Okay. I'm going to pull it up here a minute and see how many Bon Jovi songs I actually know. Mm-hmm. Aerosmith was your second place vote. 34% most of the players who played Big Dummy chose Aerosmith. But as far as when we put the poll up on X at Men's Room Live, Rush was number one, 37% of the
votes. Damn.
Which will make Taryn very happy, as she will be the lone female at the Rush show.
She will be the other female.
Yeah, break the drummer.
Come on, man.
Well, you can't count the band.
Yes, with Rush, you need to count the drummer. Any other band, no. But with Rush, you're like, no. She counts.
And honestly, at our 20th anniversary party out at Black Raven, I met a woman that said she was a Rush fan. I was like, oh, so you and Taryn.
And she was probably like, yeah.
And there's a very Canadian look of the Rush black t-shirt, the blue jeans, and white tennis shoes.
Oh, they look like IT engineers.
That's what you will see when you go to the Rush
show. I'm going
to
go in a Triumph shirt.
Just to screw with people's heads?
Yeah.
I wonder if there was a war back then, a feud with Triumph. You
know? There wasn't.
There wasn't?
No, Rush is probably like, enjoy your moment.
Well,
we're here for the long run.
Triumph had to lay it on the line.
I thought they had some
Magic
cool songs.
But Hold still, On.
Yeah.
I mean, they got two.
Triumph was the good about fight. The music, man.
Fight the Good Fight, absolutely. Yeah.
Fight the Good Fight, everybody.
And the Triumph Greatest Hits album is pretty top notch. I mean, I wouldn't go buy their individual pieces, but I mean, like,
I love your band. No, I will buy your greatest hits, not the individual albums. That's about
it. There's bands where you just buy their greatest hits. There's bands where you buy their albums.
Bon Jovi would be a band where I buy
the greatest hits.
I'm like, listen, you're going to karaoke this crap. Everyone's just going to sing it, but I'm not buying the album.
Okay. Let's see here. This week on the Men's Room poll, I'm going to see if I can find out.
I can't spell Triumph.
T-R-I-U-M-P-H. I won't even ask what you put in there.
Right.
Because you didn't get close enough for spell check to say, do you mean?
It said, do you mean Trump?
He knows there's a U in there.
Okay. I'm going to give you the lineup of Bon Jovi's greatest hits. You tell me if you know any of these songs.
How many do they have?
We're going to count how many we know. All right? And we're going to start with Living on a Prayer.
I know it.
We all know Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, of course.
You Give Love a Bad Name.
Yep.
It's My Life.
Yes.
Vaguely.
It's my life.
Oh, yeah.
Now
I like that you guys all broke into it.
Yeah, I see, do that's that why one. I'm going to Jovi. Have a Nice Day.
No.
Have a Nice Day.
Wanted Dead or Alive. I know that one.
I know that
one. Sure. Four songs. Bad Medicine. Now I'm up to five.
That's a terrible song.
That's my favorite one.
We Weren't Every Born time. To Follow.
Nope.
I'll Be There for You. I know that one.
How does that go?
I'll be there for you.
Oh, yeah.
These five words I'll say to you.
I don't know. Oh, I hear it. I'll be there for you.
That's it. That's the one.
No, I'm thinking of the Friends theme.
Oh, no.
No, but it does it like,
Oh, man, I know another one.
I don't think I know.
Born to Be My Baby. Damn it, I'm up to seven on Jovi.
I don't know that one.
You were born to be my baby. Baby, I was made to be your man.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, we played it at the rock station.
Yeah. Well, you sing it really well, though.
Thanks, so. Blaze of Glory. Darn it, I know that one, too. I'm up to eight. Who Says You Can't Go Home?
Don't know it.
That's a country version with Jennifer Nettles. Jennifer Nettles, is that the Dixie Chicks? Jennifer Nettles?
I don't know.
I think they're just the
Chicks. Man, Lay Your Hands on Me. Man, I'm up to nine. I know that
I've never even heard of that.
Always, I know that, too. I'm up to ten.
I don't know that one.
Runaway, I'm up to 11.
I know that one.
And then you got, what do you got in No Apologies? I'm not sure if I know those, but...
Do not know those.
I know at least 11 Bon Jovi songs.
I think I do five.
As far as the greatest...
Dude, you've worked at rock radio longer than any of us. Like, it's safe to say
on
you would know
the them. East Coast, too.
Where Bon Jovi is, yeah.
Like, where we play Heart out here, and, you know, maybe occasional Queensryche song.
No, they play Bon Jovi like we play Nirvana.
Yeah.
I mean, it is heavy rotation.
I mean, you'll hear, you know, Kiefer and Cinderella on regular rotation.
I did hear Cinderella when I was on the East Coast.
What's that? Which one?
Gypsy Rose. Okay. Gypsy Road. Road.
They should still play the song from that hot dog commercial.
They should.
There's a hot dog stand in Philadelphia. They wrote a 30-second jingle because they were poor, but with the understanding they would get free hot dogs forever.
We're not going to give you money, but every time you come in, you can eat
free hot dogs. Okay, so in honor of Halloween, which is tomorrow. This week on the poll, we're going to ask you to address as one. And what we figured is just kind of like more of the annoying, just maybe not so popular things that you can dress up
characters
as.
Characters that nobody actually wants to be. Even if you can tolerate them in their fictional world, you probably don't want to dress like them on Halloween.
That's exactly right. And the first one we picked was Barney.
Yeah, no.
Now, look, if you could pull off the costume and it looked good, I mean, basically you're Grimace, but you're Barney.
Mm.
But I think that you would be a fun guy to hang out with at the party.
No, I think a lot of people would want to hang out with you at the party, but I don't
people
know that you'd be a fun
taken, guy. People are
getting
their pictures taken. Look at me. Here I am. I'm with Barney. But at the same time, you're Barney.
Right.
So you're doing all this.
I love you. You love me.
Might be a good pickup line.
Yeah. Somebody already said that.
I want to find a spot that starts with G.
Just like chicks would want to hug you and you can talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm dressed like Barney, man. It's not even like they have any idea what I look like. Right. Even a hug, I can't get my arms around
them. Wasn't there some tomfoolery with a Barney down in Texas? Wasn't there
what?
Wasn't there something up with that
tomfoolery?
Guy?
Tomfoolery.
Wait. A guy dressed as Barney? Was he officially attached to the Barney franchise?
Kinda, like in an Elmo kind of way.
Like, there's random Barneys out there. Like, there's rando Elmos out there.
Okay.
But I think this was
And what did Texas guy, Barney do?
A guy who, well, Barney was filmed in Texas. So this was an actual Barney who showed up on TV.
All right.
So I don't know what he did. I just remember hearing the story about it. Could have been one of those urban legends, you know, like Rod Stewart and a gallon of, you know, spooge. But I don't think that was the case. I think it was actually a legitimate thing. But who knows? Number two, that would be Robin from Batman and Robin.
God, no.
Maybe one of the worst superheroes. I'm not even sure what
his
power is.
And by the way, we're not talking about the updated Robin where it's a cool black suit. We're saying the Adam West partner.
The Bird Ward.
So what did he had? What, green briefs or orange briefs?
I think, they were green.
Okay, so you wear green briefs, got a yellow cape and like an orange vest.
And a red shirt.
And a mask that will not fool anyone that's ever met you before.
And a stupid
Thrill,
hair.
Is that you? No, I'm Robin.
And look, I don't have hair. I wouldn't have Robin's hair.
I want to see you dressed as Robin.
You think I could do it? You think
No, that's why I want to see you do it.
I want to be in here in these briefs with my big old hams just hanging out of them, man. So y'all can see what I got going on here.
Yeah.
And the problem is I talk like Robin. Holy jeepers, Batman.
You're halfway home, man.
That's right.
Doggummit.
Doggone it, Batman. How do we get out of this one?
Yeah, there you go. Be Robin.
Okay.
He's got a great head of hair there, Mike.
He does have nice hair. It's the best part about Robin. His hair.
If I was dressed as Robin, I would make people address me as Dick Ward.
I think they beat you to the punch, brother.
I mean, that was the actor's name.
I know.
He had a goofy-ass head of hair. What are you talking about?
We're bald.
Right.
That's great hair.
I still wouldn't have that.
I'm bald Robin.
Do you know who starred on Barney?
I have no idea.
Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds like a launch pad for him.
Yeah, Barney did that.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
To himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Now you never know what's really going on deep down inside the purple suit.
I know.
Well, there's been a couple of them.
I don't love me. You love me, but I don't.
Jesus.
Barney never loved himself?
Oh, the creator
So I
was
need you to do it.
The creator was sentenced to 15 years behind bars for shooting his neighbor.
Jesus!
I mean, Barney's got a dark side, guys.
It was Mr. Rogers.
The dark side of Barney.
Seriously, this is what this article is. It's called The Dark Side of Barney.
I shot your ass.
Oh, no.
Dance for me.
Yeah. You lily liver.
So Barney's your first choice. Robin is your
second. He's a little more hardcore now.
Three on the list is Jar Jar Binks.
Your neighbor cried like a bitch.
I don't know if we've got an update to find out if anything happened to Jar Jar down in Jamaica, but hopefully he made it out of there okay.
Me someone out of here.
So I'm a twin. Well, you got to remember, Jar Jar can swim underwater.
Right. That's right.
That's so
he would probably still find a way to die. He'd probably just
duck down into the Caribbean down there.
Misa, get to work.
Misa, I need some paper towels.
And finally, cardboard chocolate bar. I don't know who came up with that one.
Listen, people are voting for that on Twitter. I cannot explain how horrible this costume was.
Did people make fun of you for it?
Yeah.
I mean, the people whose doors you knocked on are friends or what?
No, most adults would be like,
Oh, cute. You made that at home.
Have just, an extra chocolate
Was
bar.
It like a rope over your shoulder? What was it?
It was yarn.
Yarn.
Mm.
Was it brown yarn?
I don't remember. I just remember we made them, and like I wore it to school, and that was not advisable.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
I might have to call my sister and my mom, see if I can dig up, if they can email me or text me a picture of it.
Yours are costume socks.
It was awful. I know. I want to tell these people on X or Twitter, wherever you call it, like, trust me, you don't want to be the chocolate bar.
Cardboard chocolate bar. Right. Who wrote the thing and outlined everything?
I did. You've seen my handwriting.
Was it spelled correctly?
Oh, God damn.
I hope it wasn't.
Mama Smith, send us a picture.
But imagine, right, just...
What's hearthy?
Pieces of cardboard.
It's what Mike Tyson
cardboard.
Likes.
Yeah, hearthy bar.
You're a hearthy bar? I don't understand what that is.
Where is there a U in Hershey?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Well, my sister was an M&M that we just cut, like, kind of a circle out of cardboard, painted it red, and put an M on it. People were like, are you the Maryland Turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dress is one in our poll. Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar.
I know.
We'll take a break and come back with a game known as Big Dubby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Sober Tom, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm doing well, man. Okay, Tom, you're going to go trick-or-treating. What are you dressing up as? Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or cardboard chocolate bar?
Robin, I think.
Going as Robin. All right. I went as Robin 1 year.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Were you partnered with a Batman, or you just went solo Robin?
No, I just was solo Robin.
Dude, that's
my mom could make the costume. I told you Batman was too hard to make. She tried to make it the year before.
But you couldn't pick any other superhero?
It was the easiest one for her to make.
So she basically told you, like, hey,
I'm making Robin.
I'm going to do his buddy Robin.
I think I can do Robin.
Look, man, I tried to go as
nobody was doing his buddy Robin. The mask I had was more of a Mardi Gras style mask. Yeah. So it was more cat-eyed and had little jewels on it. Forget it. It really happened.
Oh, man.
Holy crime fighters, Batman.
Yeah. I know. All right, Tom.
Batman. Robin's here for the cabaret.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. All right, Tom, here is your question. Cook Strait is off the coast of what nation? Cook Strait.
I'm going to say Chile.
Canada. I'll say Russia.
New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. He was everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's
I get everywhere, man.
He was
that's
all
almost
over,
why they call him a great explorer.
Well, that's a great point.
All right, Laffy Taffy.
So, like, for example, there's the Captain Cook Hotel in Anchorage.
Yes.
So he's obviously in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Cook stuff all over Hawaii.
Right.
I mean, that dude, he was...
Or did he just get lost on his boat, kept bumping, like, hey, man, I'm just trying to get back to Europe.
Even if you're going across the Pacific, how do you just randomly bump into Hawaii?
I don't know. I mean, how do you get that lucky?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Pacific is so vast.
Right. And then you Hawaii just happen to, so little space.
To stumble upon these islands.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
well, he could have been out there for years.
You know what? That's true. I've been here for seven freaking years, man. That defines something. All right, Tom, question number two for you. What actor played Star Wars Jedi Mace Windu?
That's a real name.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Samuel L. Jackson?
One and done.
Yeah, who's one laughing now, Tom? You go. You tell Samuel Jackson. I think your name's funny.
Mace Windu?
Mace Windu.
Now, the thing is, he didn't change his acting style at all, which is just weird, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone in Star Wars, they act a certain way. And Samuel, I mean, still, like, he's a Jedi, and he's still, you're waiting for him to drop a mother effort.
Well, Harrison Ford was still Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
Billy
but
Dee
he
Williams
created,
was still Billy Dee
But
Williams.
Here's the thing. We did not know who Harrison Ford was before Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So, no matter what he did, we're like, right, that's Han Solo. That's who he's going to be. Billy Dee Williams, I did not really know who he was until Empire Strikes Back. My parents knew who he was because I remember they chuckled when he showed up on screen.
Carrie Fisher was a smart ass in real life.
Yeah, she was a tough little thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
You, your girl, and your ghostly Johnson boo bitches.
Boo.
I like that you changed it for Halloween. Johnson.
Yeah. Jeff's on it.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
One time I'll do it. Team not sober.
What are you doing over there? Drinking a men's room IPA?
No, I usually save that for Fridays, but it's always in the fridge.
All right. I was thinking about handing some of those out to the adults during trick-or-treating.
Nice.
I actually got hooked up last year, man.
You're handing them out. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Handing mine out.
All right, Jeff, what are you dressing up as? Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I'm only choosing this because I'm going off of this meme that had a picture of, like, Barney underneath a streetlight holding a knife, and it said, like, the chances of getting stabbed by Barney in the dark are extremely low, but never zero, so... We're going Barney.
Barney.
Remember that, kids. All right. Here is your question. How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee?
Six.
Five.
That makes a Yahtzee.
Did you guys enjoy that game?
When Love it. No.
Really?
No. Oh.
I feel like adults played it all the time. They try to rope us kids into it. My brother enjoyed it. I was just like, man. This
wasn't my jam either.
Yeah. I just didn't.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Yahtzee just reminds me of, what's the movie? Scary Movie 3, where it's like, Anna Faris, can't remember her character, and she comes up on the guy, and he's like, he's passed out on the table. He's like, I don't know, we were playing a fun game. He's like, he looks at him, like, Yahtzee, oh boy! He, like, pops back up and smacks his head and knocks himself back out.
I think that's what most people think of when they think of Yahtzee.
I love Yahtzee.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. When's the last time you played, do you think?
Probably 3 years ago.
Oh, really? Recently? Damn. Okay. All right, your question. According to the old saying, an ounce of what is worth a pound of cure? Weed, man.
I don't think that's the new saying.
An ounce
of sugar?
An ounce of sugar.
Is it prevention?
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But I like sugar.
I thought it was a pound of treatment.
Wow, man, you're really dark.
Yeah.
I mean, a cure, you're cured. Treatment, like, you're not cured. You got to come back, buddy.
Yeah. I'm trying to make money on these people.
Your question, how many candles are on a menorah?
Is it nine?
Boom.
It is nine. Very good.
Hurry on, guys.
Yeah, same, man. Because it's the one candle to
light the other eight candles. You light that for everything.
Right, because there's eight crazy nights.
Yeah, so that's exactly how it's described in the Old Testament. Eight crazy nights.
So the first night of Hanukkah, there's two candles lit.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
That whole holiday season, big on the candles.
Hanukkah for sure. Well, Christmas,
because you have the Advent candles.
Right.
You light one to start it, and then, as you go along the four weeks.
You know what sucks about Hanukkah, honest to God? The eight different gifts. Like, if you were in charge of getting me eight gifts, you could do it. It just takes a lot of thinking.
I feel like it really cuts down on the size of the gift.
But are they, and I don't know this, but are the gifts, are they like theme-specific kind of thing each day?
Maybe people do that, but
gifts?
I tend to do the up-the-hill thing. So, like, the first night was the smallest gift.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the last night was like, all right,
here's something good.
Here's the fireworks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. You can do it, like, as an adult, too. Like, it starts with a back rub, then a massage. We all know what
then a barn swallow.
Now, if you're a kid, it'll be cool because you can do like Star Wars figures or something. You're like collecting every night.
My parents would have got me like 8 Stormtroopers, and it'll piss me off.
Here, IG-88. You shouldn't have.
Jar Jar Binks. Cool. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
fellas. Hola.
Hola.
Richard, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober. I'm still at work.
You're not sober. You're still at work. Explain how that works. So you're drunk at work?
I'm sober.
Oh, you're sober.
We thought you said I'm not sober because I'm still at work. Like, damn.
Good for you. All right, our men's room poll, you're going to dress as one. Are you taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I think I'll have to go Boy Wonder, Robin.
Robin it is.
Mm. Man.
What is Robin's power? What does Robin do?
He doesn't have a power.
Batman's sidekick. That's his power.
Look, Batman doesn't have a power. He is just rich, but he is smart and has his gadgets and he can fight his ass off, all right? Robin, I don't know why you bring him along. He can fight okay.
He just gets in trouble. Like, he's always, you know, dangling over the tub of hot goo as
didn't
well.
Didn't he, I think he was part of a circus or something. Like, his parents were...
Yeah, the Flying Valent... No, the Flying...
But the equivalent of that, right?
Right, and they
died. So there's
died.
No superpowers. He just has really good balance.
But I mean, again, Batman doesn't have powers either. He just has
but
toys.
He's tough.
Money, but he's got money.
Look, man, I've met guys at the bar where I'm like, he has no superpowers, but he would beat the piss out of me in a heartbeat. That's kind of Batman, right? He's the guy that says, look, no, I'm not Superman. Do you want to try this? And I say, okay. No. And then there's Robin where you're like, dude, sit down and shut up before you get yourself.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Robin possesses no known superhuman powers.
No.
But instead relies on his peak physical conditioning.
But he still can't fight.
Yeah, though being not known to have a high caliber figure as a previous Robins, he is far more developed than men twice his age and extremely agile while being very strong as well.
I don't know.
So it's like a gymnast.
He helps out Batman once in a while.
I mean, sure.
Like, I've seen him stuck somewhere and he had to grab something off Batman's belt.
I feel he's got great reflexes, stamina, and strength.
He helps Batman in the sense of Batman has to beat up 7 people, but because Robin's there, he only has to beat up 6 of them.
He's incredibly brilliant as far as technology, history, and knowledge on several miscellaneous subjects.
Robin's struggling with somebody.
Robin distracts one of them, and while Batman takes out the other 6.
Oh, Batman, a little help?
A little help, please.
That'll help.
Nah.
A little help now.
All right, Richard, your question. In what country would you find the world's oldest golf course?
Oh, yeah.
Ireland.
Oh,
close.
Scotland.
Ironically, it's St. Andrews.
St. Andrews. Why is that ironic?
Oh, just the news today, brother.
Yeah.
Think I'll even lose the golf course.
When I was at that race talking with those Scottish people, they were like, well, we kind of live up near, like, you ever heard of St. Andrews? And I just go, the birthplace of golf? Mm. Yes.
Yes.
You got to listen to Robin Williams' skit on how golf was made. That's pretty hilarious.
Man, I've seen that once. I don't remember it, but I do remember seeing that and laughing my ass off.
Oh, it's funny.
All right, your question. How many valves are on a bugle?
3.
And it's a trumpet. There's the bugle has none.
Oh, the bugle.
Bugle.
I thought the French horn.
How do you confuse the bugle with the French horn?
I got my brass mixed up.
So the bugle is just based on how you pitch air through it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a kazoo.
Okay. All right.
That's what plays at Reveille and whatnot.
I was going to say, that's what they do, right?
Yeah. So it's like that thing that Peter Frampton puts in his mouth. They're like, do you feel
like
Jerry Cantrell, too.
What is it called? The voice box.
Talk
box.
You struggled with that one, Mouse.
What's that, the voice box?
Yeah,
you did.
Struggling for 6 months.
All right, your question. What's the name of the Seattle hospital where Grey's Anatomy was set in the first few seasons?
Is it real?
It is not.
Oh, I'm out.
Pacific Hospital. I don't know.
It's not a bad guess.
It's pretty much that generic.
Isn't it Seattle Grace?
Seattle Grace Hospital, yes.
Don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
You shouldn't.
You don't need to. You haven't missed anything in the last 430 years that it's been on.
They have a lot of sex.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your question. What Ohio city is named for a Roman general famed for leaving his troops and retiring to his farm? I'll give you a hint. They do have an NFL franchise. So that narrows it down to 2. Yeah.
Cleveland.
The other one.
It's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
That's a name of a person?
Yeah. It was like a Roman dude, and his name was like Cincinnati.
Well, that makes sense, because it ends in a vowel, so it's Italian.
But it was something like Cincinnati, I think was the guy's name. And he was a general, apparently pretty good. Then he's just like, I'm done. Going to the farm.
And he retired to Cincinnati.
Well, they named the city after a guy who deserted his troops.
Right.
I'm like, that, okay.
You know what? I'm done. Peace out.
Yeah. They also named a city after a guy that did not discover America.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm in India.
My heavens.
Give him a town.
Hey, dude, seriously. Guys, good, man. I went all the way to India.
You're good. I think he actually landed in Puerto Rico.
I'm about to say, he wasn't even here, was he?
No, he's in the Caribbean.
But it's a good thing. Because he was like the dictator during crisis and this and that.
He was Cincinnati?
Right. So it's like, I'm just reading it. It says he returned to a small farm, a story that made him a symbol of civic virtue.
Ah, okay. Which is what I think when I think of Cincinnati.
I choose civic to not be a virtue. Douche.
Yeah, so it wasn't like he just was like, good luck with the battle, boys.
Well, you ruined my theory. Thanks.
Later.
He also invented the chili.
Yeah, Cincinnati chili. Put a little chocolate in it.
I'm going to name it after this skyline.
What were you saying about the fact that you can't twirl that chili? Why is that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I asked Mike. I saw somebody eating it the other day, and the other guy was like, I guess it's a faux pas to twist the skyline spaghetti.
Like you would traditionally eat spaghetti.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, I guess they cut it up with a fork and knife, and you just kind of scoop it in.
It sounds better every time it's described.
And I still really want to try it, but I would definitely twirl.
I can't help it.
And I did.
You twirled it?
Yeah. But I was in the safety of my hotel room, so I didn't
know
that it was. It was fine. Honestly, it's good.
Okay.
It was good.
Would you recommend it? Or yes. It's just. Oh,
at
okay.
least once. It's worth the novelty.
I've got a can of it in my cupboard at home.
Okay.
Because our boss, he's from there.
Oh,
he brought a can in.
All right. Your question, Richard. The 1997 song Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve samples an orchestral version of the song The Last Time. By what classic rock band? It actually led to a lawsuit.
Classic rock band.
They're still around. They still tour, which is amazing.
Go get Aerosmith.
Not a bad guess.
Is it prog rock or is it rock rock?
It's rock rock.
So it's not like the Moody Blues or some crap?
Nothing like that. It's pretty stripped down to straight ahead rock and roll. It's been around for a million years.
It's not the symphony part of it, right?
Not the symphony part.
Is it AC/DC?
It is the Rolling Stones.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, so it actually led to a lawsuit. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, they got songwriting credits.
Okay.
Originally, they didn't, but after the lawsuit. And that way, they could get the royalties from it.
Yeah.
All right, your question. How many lifeboats were on board the unsinkable Titanic?
12.
Isn't it 20 boats?
20.
20?
How many should they have had?
A lot more, but
enough
I'm not
for
sure.
All the passengers.
Yeah. It covered basically like half or maybe a quarter of the passengers.
And then
even then, they were underloading them to get
right, like half full.
We need room for the first class passengers. Mm-hmm. We don't want them rubbing elbows.
You know, because it was unsinkable, so they didn't have to worry about that, Mike.
That was kind of their theory. It's like, look, this thing ain't going down anyway. We don't need to waste a bunch of space with lifeboats.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Richard, your question. Who was the first voice of Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
Got it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well done.
More of Big Tummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated.
The podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.